It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on bullies. Bullies share one common characteristic, and you probably already know what it is. Bullies appear all around us in the form of international leaders, elected officials, and even local authorities. You at some point will likely have to deal with a bully, and I have some tips for you at the end of the show. We have three classic bullies currently on the international stage: Bashar al-Assad in Syria, Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and of course, Vladimir Putin in Russia. Let's just focus on Putin, as at the moment, his case is the most complex. He exhibits all the classic signs of a bully, using his country's strengths to intimidate other areas into submission. He works at coming across as macho, from the countless shirtless shots to wrestling bears to putting out forest fires to demonstrating judo to the Japanese. Forgive my cynicism, but his deeds smack more of Hollywood than of heroism. To illustrate my point, take a guess how tall Putin is. I'll have the answer at the end of the show. To give the devil his due, however, Putin presided over a sextupling of Russia's GDP, the doubling of average national wages, signed bills mandating increased wages for teachers and nurses, and his approval rating is consistently and ridiculously high. I hope he gives thanks to Mother Oil every night for her assistance in achieving most of these accomplishments. Well, we are currently locked in an international chess game with Putin over Ukraine. How do you deal with a bully in such a situation? The primary thing is that you do not set it up so that he can bully you. What do I mean by that? We drew another line, similar to the Syrian one, at Crimea. Wrong move. Why? Crimea was only annexed from Russia in the 1950s, and well over 90% of the population speaks Russian. Russia's Black Sea Fleet operates out of Crimea. Is the annexation of Crimea really an issue to tee up World War III? Will our allies really back us with sanctions on Russia based on the reverse annexation of Crimea? Nah, I think we should focus on the balance of Ukraine. We and our allies can do good there, make Putin look like the bully he is, and ultimately draw an enforceable line. Like all bullies, Putin puts up a good front, but will ultimately fold. When his billionaire Russian buddies see what sanctions will do to their fortunes, they will quickly apply pressure on Putin to relent on Ukraine, and he will. Putin can save face by claiming Crimea a victory. No World War III. So let's shift from saving the world to just saving Southern Marin. Last week, the Mill Valley Planning Director resigned, apparently as a result of meeting between residents and the local city council. Mill Valley residents had for years complained about unauthorized construction projects, projects out of compliance with regulation and the Planning Commission approval, failure to abide by hours of operations, and other building issues. Was the planning director a bully, approving these infractions in spite of resident objections? Probably not a bully, and more likely the victim of bullies. I have said it in past shows that planning directors serve two primary masters: their local city council and the various planning levels above them, like the county, the Association of Bay Area Governments, and the state planning officials. I would hazard a guess that one or more of these groups put the pressure on the planning director to grant the approvals, and he was more scapegoat than bully. The Mill Valley residents were right to object, and they certainly sent a message about holding officials' feet to the fire. The planning director took the bullet, rightly or wrongly, but the message from the residents was very clear. That's the way to handle a bully, whether directly or once or twice removed. Stand up and call the bluff. Bullies lack intestinal fortitude and will fold when confronted. The key, though, is not to make idle threats. If you make a threat and then not follow through, you become impotent relative to a bully. So, as the old song goes, you gotta know when to hold 'em and know when to fold 'em. Would someone please pass that message on to our State Department? And one final note. Like many of today's Hollywood actors, Putin uses the camera angle to make himself look taller, since he measures in at 5 feet, 5 inches. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on this show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.